My name is Jordan. I am a massage therapist and a watercolor artist and a yoga teacher.
My name is Samuel Mendoza. I'm a photographer and an explorer.
I've been coming to the fair campgrounds for 4 years, but today is my first time in the fair, and this year it's starting my whole life over, so the first thing I did was buy my ticket to the fair, and didn't have any other plan, but I knew I wanted to be here with my sweetie, with Sam, and just have fun and explore like little kids.
This is our first time here together.
And it's our first camping experience together, even though we just came back from traveling for like 5 months and camping. Sam was camping, I wasn't camping. First time camping, first road trip. We have our art set up in one of the campgrounds, first art show, first festival together. And I feel super blessed to be writing this story right now. And from the first day that we met and went out for Thai food and went to a sound healing and kissed and got lost and had fun the whole time, to all the way to now, just wandering around with no plans, no expectations, but having literally the best day of my entire life.
It has been like that every day since then.
August 11th, 2018, will be Mr. and Mrs. Samuel Mendoza.
And Jordan Mendoza.
I went to Costa Rica to do my yoga teacher training, and then I volunteered on permaculture farms. So I was gardening and helping build rock walls and become more sustainable. And I just got back about a week ago, and Sam was gone for even longer.
Yeah, I went in January 17 to Punta Arenas, Chile, and I wanted to ride my bike back home.
It was exciting. He was riding his bicycle. He made it to Puerto Viejo, Costa Rica, and that's where we reunited. And then we had to separate again because I got another permaculture opportunity, and he kept riding his bicycle north through Mexico.
And then I flew from Mexico to Portland like a month and a half ago, and so we just met again a week ago.
And he stopped traffic at the airport, like 5 lanes of traffic, to jump out and hand me a bouquet of flowers, like all purple and white foxgloves from our friend's farm. And nobody like yelled at us or cared, like it was okay.
First, we just want to have fun, because everything you do in life, you should have fun. So, and also would like for us to be inside of the fair, sharing our art, paintings, massage, and photography for next year. So that is we want to manifest that. And right now we're just having fun, and later on we will be in our campground doing that also. And it's just all about having fun.
Mm-hmm. And really being present to enjoy every moment, even though we're being inspired for the future, just really being here now. I got a tattoo. It is a rose It was to cover up an old tattoo, so it had to be bold enough to cover black, which is one of the hardest things to cover up. But roses have always been my favorite flower. I'm also a Deadhead, so I think that the roses are very poignant in the Dead culture. And it's a passionate flower. Red is like very grounding, and also red helps us, I think, connect and meet new people. I cut off my dreadlocks after 10 years. I quit my job. I was a massage therapist at a clinic. So I'm solo entrepreneur now. I went to Costa Rica, got my yoga teacher certification, started my own website with my watercolor artwork, and now we are helping our friend design and in the very soon future open a retreat center near Portland, where I envision having a yoga and massage studio of my own out on the Columbia River. So it's all very new, because I actually come from a background of selling my art and doing massage at about 30 festivals a year. So to come and just be is like, that is the opposite experience for me than I'm used to, and feels really good to kind of peel off what I thought my identity was and go forward with just being like being a kid and learning again, and like never stop learning. Not that I haven't cried and broken down completely many times, but that's part of being the happiest I've ever felt too, is like actually feeling the whole spectrum of emotions.
Mm-hmm. We're just grateful to be here together. After a few months that we didn't get to see each other, we were really missing each other, so we are just holding hands and kissing the whole time.
So we're gonna do more of that.